This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After firing at least a dozen ballistic missiles at two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, Iran is now threatening further attacks if the U.S. responds militarily. State media reporting that the military there has plans to attack U.S. allies in the region, like the United Arab Emirates and Israel, if the U.S. does respond in that way. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is praising President Trump for the airstrike that killed the top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani last week.
President Trump should be congratulated for acting swiftly, boldly, and resolutely against this terrorist incident.
The U.S. still assessing damage from yesterday's attacks, but saying there were no American casualties. President Trump will address the nation later this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter will be leaving office next week, about a month after pleading guilty to misusing campaign funds. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Republican sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and California Governor Gavin Newsom informing them of his resignation, which is effective January 13th. He faces 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to a single count of conspiracy to convert campaign funds to personal use in December.
Authorities in Iran say there are no survivors after a plane crashed near Tehran with about 180 passengers and crew on board. The Ukraine International Airlines flight was bound for Kiev. They suspect mechanical problems. The Boston Red Sox under investigation after a report that the team stole signs during the 2018 World Championship season. Major League Baseball announcing yesterday that it's looking into those claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
In Texas, the governor, Greg Abbott, says Iran has been launching thousands of unsuccessful cyber attacks against websites of state agencies. The governor is saying that the attempted hacks have been coming at a rate of about 10,000 every minute for the past 2 days, and the attackers are looking for weaknesses that can then be exploited by hackers. Somebody yesterday managed to post a picture of the killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani on the Texas Department of Agriculture website. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans are pushing for a sham impeachment trial against President Trump. On the Senate floor, the New York Democrats said Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants both sides to argue the case before senators decide whether to even call witnesses. Schumer says, quote, witnesses are not an afterthought, saying a trial without the facts is a farce. He says if Trump is acquitted at that end of the sham trial, the acquittal will be meaningless. And the New York trial of Harvey Weinstein is having trouble finding jurors. The disgraced movie producer has been widely accused of sexual misconduct by dozens of women, facing prison over criminal rape charges in New York. Now, according to several reports yesterday, over 40 out of roughly 120 potential jurors said they were not able to be fair in the Weinstein case. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, get this country back on track, and it would be nice if we had some unity, but in this political era in which we live in right now, it is a bit frustrating, but here to give us the facts as far as the pending threats that abound, especially in light of the most recent geopolitical incidences and occurrences, is John Guandolo, president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. John is also a former FBI agent and currently regarded as a counterterrorism expert. John, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Great to be back on.
Well, especially now, John, we really need your balance and understanding as to what is happening, because we have to filter out the political rhetoric that's coming from the left over the incident that, happened here with the drone attack and shooting and down and murder. We could say murder, killing of Soleimani. And, of course, all the rhetoric has been wrapped around and, you know, everybody's wringing their hands over this. But this is what happens when you have a decisive president who is protecting America's interests.
Well, that's right. And you have so everybody is clear. Iran is the number one nation state, terrorist-sponsored nation state on the planet. I don't know that I need to remind your listeners of that, but it is very important to remember. And Soleimani himself was a designated terrorist. So we took that action just like we could take against any designated terrorist who was at the level he was as a specially designated global terrorist. Mm-hmm. So I do agree with you. That was a decisive move, and it was a good move. I'll also add, Iran's been at war with the United States for 40 years, and our leaders, especially I would say leaders in the Democrat Party, are coming after Mr. Trump, saying, he could get us into a war. We're already in a war.
Yeah, right.
The
exactly.
Difference is Mr. Trump seems to understand that.
John, you can look at this and you can break it down as an expert, with all your experience. I mean, it seems so academic here that you look at it and you see the policies of the Democrats, what even the previous regime did, what Barack Obama's administration and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, how they really, you know, increased the risk by placating and their passivity in dealing with an imminent threat. I mean, somebody who says, look, I want you dead, and you play patty cake with him and you send him $1.5 billion that you know is going to go to fund terrorist activity. This just seems to be so common sense and so reasonable to consider. And you look at their policies and the fruit of the policies that they've enacted, and it has not served America's interest. If anything, it has rendered America even more vulnerable. Why can't the Democrats, you know, the people who are supporting these actions, see this? Or are they just so politically biased that they're blind by their own ideology?
Well, I think that last statement you just made, that's it. It's the Democrat leadership is Marxist. And I think once we just digest that and accept that, it makes what's happening a lot easier to understand. They are not a party that is supporting American interests. They just aren't, because they're Marxist. Their leaders are Marxist. Their leaders are anti-American. And they've given us plenty of opportunity. I think, quite frankly, what's difficult for most of us is to believe that that's true.
Exactly.
But the evidence is on the table.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think you're exactly right there, John, is that people are having a hard time when they hear the alignment of, of talk and descriptions of the Democratic Party being Marxist. But, boy, you know, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, and I think slowly but surely more Americans are waking up and realizing that is the fact. I mean, you've got so many Democrats that, have declared that, look, I didn't leave the party. The party has left me. And this is part and parcel, this Marxist socialism direction and trajectory that they're taking their party on is really I think it's foreboding, and it is it's an indication that the Democratic Party is in desperate straits. And I believe that what will happen this year with them continuing on this, because they seem hell bent on this direction, that the party itself will take a huge blow, and I believe it's going to be a time for them to reconstruct, particularly after the 2020 elections.
Well, my expertise is not in that political realm, but I will comment this way. What we see coming out of the leadership of the Democrat Party, and I've mentioned this before on your show, mm-hmm. You know, Trevor Loudon did a beautiful service by putting together the 50 easiest identifiable Marxists in the U.S. Congress, and 50 out of 50 are Democrats. You have a party that is, I mean, think about this. For the first time in our history, the country is not united over killing one of the most wanted terrorists on the planet.
Amazing.
I mean, even the Democrats thought killing al-Baghdadi of ISIS and Osama bin Laden of al-Qaeda was a positive thing.
Well, they were on the streets after Osama bin Laden. You remember, USA, USA, USA. Everybody was chanting the praises of America. But because it's Donald Trump and we take out a player that some have described worse than Osama bin Laden or Baghdadi, and it's like Atlas Shrugged.
That's right. And if you listen to the comments, it not only reveals their lack of support for America and our interests, it really reveals the ignorance of these Democrat leaders when, again, they say Mr. Trump's actions are going to get us into war. We're in war.
Yes.
What Mr. Trump did was the first retaliatory act in 40 years against the Iranian regime.
Right. Well, John, I can tell you, yesterday, Ty Woods' father, Charles Wood, Gold Star father, Ty Woods, of course, one of the victims of Benghazi, laid it out very clear. He said, Bill, look at, he said, I got to tell you, if Hillary Clinton was president of the United States, we could have easily have had Benghazi too. with the attack of the U.S. Embassy of what happened here recently. And I couldn't argue that point. I couldn't help but agree with his perspective on this. It was quite telling.
That's absolutely right. But you have a president who's willing to use whatever force is necessary, and he's also very savvy about what he's doing and making thoughtful decisions. But it's time for brute force against Iran, absolutely.
Well, it's refreshing to hear someone with your background and intelligence on this particular topic, because what we hear from the talking heads is just the opposite. They're declaring that this president is incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. But you look at the fruit of the decisions, and they're quite clear, I believe.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you back with us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we have the one and only John Guandolo, counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent. John, many are, I would say, first of all, many Americans last night, as we got the news that America's forces were under attack by Iran, that missiles were being discovered, that have been released out of Iran. And, you know, many, many Americans went to bed praying last night. And I say that's a good thing. My instinct also indicated to me that, you know, I could not believe that Iran would seriously attack the United States if they did this on the heels of what just happened to them. As you just said very clearly, this is the first time Iran has gotten the force of America right down their teeth and hit them right in the face with what happened with Soleimani. And so they're a bit in shock. So they have to measure this, because what is at risk here is much the same thing if you go back that, not that many years, and consider all the bravado and chest pounding that Saddam Hussein went through. And look what it cost him. It cost him his rulership, cost him his country. And, you know, the last thing I believe the leadership of Iran wants is the loss of control here, not to mention a nuclear program that they say they're off and rolling with again.
Well, the idea that this, and I think the point that you're getting at is that they launched this thing to intentionally miss U.S. targets. I don't see any evidence of that. I'm not buying into that. Mm-hmm. I know that's being floated out there, and I'm willing to say I could be wrong about this, but what we know about the Iranian regime doesn't fit that model, doesn't fit that narrative. And so I don't believe that's the case. They have made it very clear that they want to inflict damage, mm-hmm. and they fired over at least a dozen missiles. The latest report was they fired 15 or more missiles at two big U.S. bases. Mm-hmm. Did they do that to intentionally, you know, miss? I don't buy that.
Mm-hmm. Well, considering that they've been known, I mean, as far as the sophistication of, you know, their warfare and what they were able to do in Saudi Arabia, you know, with attacking the oil fields, pretty well planned. And I think the international community understands that Iran is a force, and they're much better than this, that they had to somehow hold back a bit, you would believe, because if they really wanted to inflict some damage, they would have really done something. But it was like, you know, to me, I mean, just reasonably considering it, you go, wait a minute, you fired off 15 missiles and you didn't hit anything? I mean, that's like President, you know, Bill Clinton firing off a missile and hitting a tent out in the desert.
Okay, I do that. What you're saying, that's what I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with that and that, mm-hmm. that idea. I think if they wanted to inflict damage, it would have been, you know, 40 missiles.
Right.
So they're definitely sending a signal. And I get that. And they do have to save face with their people to be able to say, look, we shot back at the Americans.
We told them.
Yeah, that's right. So I do mm-hmm. get that. Well, what I'm saying is I think the idea that Iran, that we have kowtowed Iran, I'm not buying that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they probably have a healthy recognition at this point that this president, much like President Reagan, they know he means business. And if probably your older listeners will remember that the 52 American hostages that were being held by Iran for 444 days were released on Inauguration Day mm-hmm. when President Reagan was inaugurated.
Exactly.
And I bring that up because I think that what you're saying is legitimate, and I think it's in play.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, let's bring it to home here, because you are domestically speaking – especially aware of what's going on right now. And it has been suggested that there are hundreds of sleeper cells, also, you know, borne out with evidence and research and investigative reporting by Trevor Loudon, that we have the enemy within, and they're just waiting for the signal. You know, so we have to really keep our head on a swivel now, because, you know, the attacks could come, whether they come, you know, existentially, certainly we need to be aware that there is a potential domestic attack as well, right?
Absolutely. You know, we have plenty of testimony from federal leadership, FBI, CIA, even DEA, and some of the significant testimony came from the DEA because Hezbollah, which is an arm of the Iranian government and a terrorist entity, is involved in narco trafficking. So the DEA actually has a very good bead on a lot of the Hezbollah activity. And the reality is, yes, they have significant networks. U.S. leadership has called Hezbollah the A-team and Al-Qaeda the B-team. Mm-hmm. And I would concur with that assessment. Their networks here are very well organized, very well funded, trained and supported, and very professional. And we know that they have a significant network here. And when understanding the threat, my company talks about the global Islamic movement and specifically the networks here in the United States. You know, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Deobandis, and the Iranian network, those are the key pieces. And the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, Hezbollah, they have presence here in the United States, and it's significant.
Well, and look what else is going on. I mean, at a time when America should be united, and there are things, I mean, you can argue about certain things, you know, in terms of policy and process of what's going on. I don't have a problem with that. But the way America is being attacked from within by its elected leaders, and particularly those that have made it clear that they are not pro-American, like the Squad, for example. And I know that's probably dangerous in some cases for people to hear this and say, Bill, you're really jumping the shark here. But I'm one to say, look at when America is under attack, and as you say, we've been at war with, you know, if the truth be known and if the truth be understood here, we've been at war there with you know, with Iran for 40 years. And so, but we approach this in such a casual way. We you know, in the name of free speech, we allow people to say certain things without any kind of consequence whatsoever. And on one hand, you know, I was thinking about that today, John, that, you know, the fact that we do have freedom of speech, it is quite revealing if you have ears to hear as to the people who are antithetical to the American dream and the American cause.
Yeah, that's right. And I want to highlight two things, because I made the statement and didn't really add to it about us being at war with Iran for 40 years. You go back to the fact that in their constitution, it says that their, you know, their entire purpose is to wage jihad, to establish Islamic law, Allah's divine law in the land. They took hostages and then released them, and they paid no penalty. They were directly responsible for bombing the Marine barracks and killing 241 members of our military in 1983. Now, we can go through every incident, but they were involved in supporting Al-Qaeda directly, the hijackers. We know that at least eight transited Iran, and Iranian government officials intentionally did not stamp their passport to highlight them. They gave them weapons training, explosives training, intelligence support. And during the war, they provided weapons, munitions, intelligence support, and more to Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in Afghanistan and Iraq. These are acts of war. These are participating in war against the United States. And they've never been made to pay for it. They've been warring with us. And just because we have not understood it or not done anything about it doesn't change that.
Well, John, we look forward to having you back. And we always appreciate the insight. John Guandolo from UnderstandingTheThreat.com. Thank you, John.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After firing at least a dozen ballistic missiles at two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, Iran is now threatening further attacks if the U.S. responds militarily. State media reporting that the military there has plans to attack U.S. allies in the region, like the United Arab Emirates and Israel, if the U.S. does respond in that way. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is praising President Trump for the airstrike that killed the top Iranian general Qasem Soleimani last week.
President Trump should be congratulated for acting swiftly, boldly, and resolutely against this terrorist in chief.
The U.S. still assessing damage from yesterday's attacks, but saying there were no American casualties. President Trump will address the nation later this morning. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, a lot has been said and discussed about vaping these days, right? And you may still be a bit confused, even though the FDA announced that they will ban the sale and distribution of fruit and mint-flavored cartridges for e-cigarettes as part of an effort to curb youth vaping. However, they will still allow flavors for use in vaping mods sold in vape shops. So, again, this is where sometimes the confusion, you know, comes into play. And thank God we have Dr. Roger Klein with us. He's an expert with Regulatory Transparency Projects, FDA, and Health Working Group, and has written extensively on vaping. He's a former medical director of molecular oncology at the Cleveland Clinic, a former advisor to the FDA, CDC, CMS, and HHS. Dr. Klein, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Well, let's break this down and help people understand, because you know, there's so much a part of this whole vaping issue, and people are left confused as to, you know, what's regarded, you know, fruit and mint flavored, and, you know, how does this, you know, how does this work out? Help us understand this.
So we really have a number, as you suggest, we have a number of issues going on. First of all, we have a product that is used by many people to decrease the amount of tobacco cigarettes that they smoke or to quit entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also, at least some forms, used in increasing numbers by teens, and that is of concern. And then we have this third class that's falling under the rubric of vaping, of people who have developed an acute lung disease. Mm-hmm. And this is really unrelated to the first two in a direct way. This is mostly due to using illicit cannabis products. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so those are the three components, and they're kind of being wrapped into one. And because the teens use flavors in greater amounts than, for example, tobacco-flavored vape
cartridges,
solutions,
mm-hmm. right.
they targeted them.
Mm-hmm. So for the people who are trying to wean themselves off of nicotine, a great response. I mean, great anecdotal feedback that this is working quite effectively. And, of course, you can understand why they're up in arms about it, saying, wait, don't restrict our vaping because we're using it for the right reasons. It is the unintended consequences that have come into play because the youth being as creative as they are, and not to mention, manufacturers, and these marketeers, they've come up with these other solutions that are quite appealing to the youth, and we're finding them to be quite deleterious.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. It isn't only anecdotal evidence. There was actually a clinical trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine last year that suggested, for example, that vaping is more effective at getting people to smoke, quit smoking than other types of nicotine substitution products. So we know that it helps people, and we also know that people who are inclined to, or more inclined to quit smoking are more likely to use flavored solutions. I think what FDA has done is they've in a sense taken a kind of a middle ground. The teens have been using these self-contained sold products that have really high levels of nicotine. This isn't factoring into the public discussion, but mm-hmm. they have much greater levels of nicotine in them. And they've been, some have alleged that they've been marketed to teens. And what FDA has really done is it's pushed the primary manufacturer to stop selling those products. They already did that. Mm-hmm. And the FDA is allowing vaping stores that sell the solutions out of a big canister in their stores to continue to sell the product. So you do have access to these products for people who want them. You don't have access to the self-contained pod vape mm-hmm. products. At least not legal ones. Now, anytime you take something off the market or when you try to make something more expensive by heavily taxing or regulating it, you increase the potential for abuse through bootleg products.
Exactly. Yeah, the black market, it gives rise to the black market, and certainly this will happen. People, regardless of all the warnings. So what you're saying now, as far as the access to the, it's no longer a self-contained cartridge in a sense,
right.
but they still have access to, to the product to help them, wean themselves off of cigarettes and nicotine. And as far as the fruit and mint flavored cartridges, those are gone.
Yeah, they're gone from the legal standpoint. But again, mm-hmm. One can't help but wonder whether or not you're going to engender or create a black market of illicit products. And those are the ones who are going to cause these acute diseases because they may contain impurities. They're not manufactured to the level of the products from the reputable manufacturers, the better known manufacturers.
Well, that's the problem. When you give rise to the black market, then you get all this, like you say, interference that comes into play. You get non-regulated product, safety standards are set aside because it's all about making money. It's not about health safety.
Right. And the truth is we've had most of the publicity about this recently has been, an acute lung disease that's been caused by what everybody's calling vaping, and they're lumping them all together, but this has really been from cannabis products. There are no accounts from these cartridge based products, for example, that they caused it.
So speaking of cannabis, are the cannabis cartridges still available? Or only under medicinal restrictions?
Well, as far as I know, I don't know that they have cannabis cartridges that are legally sold. I mean, I'm not an expert in cannabis. You know, from a federal standpoint, it's not legal. But you do bring up an interesting point. I mean, you know, we're running around. We're taking a product that we've got lots of experience with, that we know we have good reason to believe helps some people, and we're banning it effectively, while at the same time we're running around the country legalizing a product we know is harmful, cannabis, marijuana, and something that is clearly likely to be more dangerous, cigarettes, are readily available. So you look back and you know, if you step back and take a 10,000-foot view, you see that this growth in consistency. I mean, we're running around legalizing marijuana at the same time we're taking off the market of vaping products that have 95% fewer, less noxious and cancer-causing chemicals than, for example, the readily available cigarettes that anybody can get anywhere.
So the bottom line takeaway here, Dr. Klein, is?
Well, I think we need to take a measured approach, and my view on this has really been an educational one. I think it's critical that we not get teens hooked on nicotine. We don't really know the effects, what the long term effects of this are going to be, both from the vaping end, but we don't know if who's going to go on to smoke, and are really high numbers of teens going to go on to smoke because they're vaping? If you look at the numbers, it doesn't bear out. I mean, the numbers of teen smoking has continued to decline despite the increase in vaping. So I think we need to take a measured approach. I think we need to really focus on education and make sure that products are available to people. Smoking kills half the people who smoke. We need to make sure if that's something that can help people stop smoking, we need to make sure it's available for them, and we need to make sure that we don't price it out of the market through taxation and regulation.
And the kids need to understand that, look, stubbornness can kill you. I mean, we need to, as we say, approach this in a measured sort of way. Take the information, make some smart decisions. Don't subject yourself and make yourself vulnerable here when the headwinds and the information is telling us that you're running the risk here. You're playing a potential game of Russian roulette with your own life.
Right, right. Yeah, most disappointing have been the media accounts that aren't telling the true story. Then kids get, then they don't trust the information they get, and it becomes a vicious cycle.
Well, Dr. Roger Klein has been our guest. Dr. Klein, look forward to having you back, because I also want to talk more about healthcare, and I know you've written a lot about that, so stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, ladies and gentlemen. You ready for a comeback, huh? This is a brand new year. Why not? You know, it's interesting. A lot of people, as you know, 2019 was coming to an end, they were saying, wow, I'm just so glad that this year is over with. And I got to say, I don't know, maybe I feel, you know, quite blessed. I didn't think it was as bad as some had experienced. Again, I looked at it as a time of, you know, more information and experience. And as we say on the show, that experience defines preference. And we had a lot of experience in 2019. And what we have found out experientially is that it's more better for America to be energy independent, right? I mean, for the first time, I believe, you know, there's some are saying 70 years. I look back, I think maybe just in our lifetimes that America has been energy independent. And we're so grateful. I mean, can you imagine with all this stuff that's going on right now in the Middle East? I mean, Iraq and Iran particularly would have so much power over us right now if we were depending on them. Look at what's going on in the stock market. You know, it's like Atlas Shrugged. I mean, it's no big deal. Oh, worried, you know, the Beltway is all nervous and excited, you know, because they think President Trump is leading us into war. And when he's been very clear about getting us out of these endless wars, even Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, I thought, you know, for the most part, there was some reason there, but she can't help but be antithetical and, you know, hold a position that I think suspends, you know, reason because she's running against the president. You know, you have to make President Donald Trump look bad as opposed to saying, look at America is doing, you know, some right things here. I mean, we are finding out that when we roll over and become passive to those players in the Middle East, we pay a big price. You know, we've got to give them money, like $1.5 billion unmarked bills in the dark of night. We have to support their efforts to become nuclear, though, you know, that's the actions. But yet what they say is that we're going to make sure, and if you remember, you know, President Obama said, we're going to make sure, this is going to really make sure Joe Biden, everybody, that, you know, Iran never goes nuclear. that it will not ignite an arms race. I mean, you know, logic would tell you that's exactly what it's going to do. If Iran goes nuclear, then, you know, Saudi Arabia, everybody's going to follow suit. And don't think for a minute that in the back channels of all these other countries that they're not looking to ways to see, okay, what can we do? How can we become nuclear? And, oh, yeah, by the way, we still have the impending threats of, you know, China and North Korea. North Korea was supposedly going to give us a Christmas gift. Didn't quite see one, thank God. Maybe reason reigned there as much as it did last night in Iran for them firing off some missiles, you know, as we were discussing with John Guandolo earlier. I think it was a measured. It was, you know, some have said it was a fireworks show. And thank God for it, because many of us went to bed last night praying that our soldiers would be safe, that this would not trigger, you know, something that would escalate and find us. I mean, some of the tweets run around, oh, welcome to World War III. I mean, they were just going overboard here. But like anything, you know, there is process, and we need to, you know, get the facts, and the facts are, you know, coming out in such a way that it would lead you to believe that, look, it, you know, the Iranians have got to save face. They've got to protect their pride. This is what they do. But they are waking up to the fact that America is not going to put up with this stuff. You know, for, as John pointed out, I mean, for 40 years we've been at war with Iran, and we've been very passive towards them. We've been very accommodating, very appeasing, you know, toward them. And what has that gotten us? That's moved them into an arena to where, you know, they're on the road to becoming nuclear, though our politicians would say, well, that's not going to happen. Well, it's happening, you knuckleheads. What do you think? I mean, you know, but they also are aware that, you know, recent history is quite clear, as in the case of Saddam Hussein, who was beating his chest and claiming to be, you know, going nuclear and all this other stuff. What happened to him? Because he couldn't sustain it. And so he's out. He's gone. And, you know, is this the pathway that will, you know, will be for the leadership of Iran? Because meanwhile, yes, you see the TV video. We've all seen it. You know, millions of people out there in the street, you know, riding. You got people dying, you know, being crushed because people are running around. You get that much of humanity. And a lot of people getting hurt and killed in that process for the funeral for Soleimani. But the fact is that, you know, that's only a part of the people there that are representing the true interests of Iran. There are many people that didn't participate in that. Some, thankfully, are saying, you know, thank God Soleimani is gone. And maybe, just maybe, Iran might be able to return, you know, to the world, and in such a way that is it is a positive construct and a positive contributor to the world at large. This is what they're hoping for, that Iran could return to that kind of greatness instead of being, you know, religiously focused and directed as they have been for the last 40 years. I mean, look what's happening. You know, the pressure that the president has used in this administration, it is working because it makes the leadership of Iran look bad. It is causing the everyday Iranian to say, look, there's got to be a better way. We're suffering here because of bad policy. And if need be, then maybe we need to effect a regime change. And this is what we're starting to see on the streets that's not being readily reported, including by the mainstream media, in a, you know, campaign year. You know, they're protecting, you know, democratic interests. And, you know, listen to what people are saying. I mean, Joe Biden, he continues to contradict himself. I mean, one time he's out there, you know, of course, saying that the War Powers Act by the president, he should have more authority, he should be strategic. Of course, that was in the 90s, I think 1995. And of course, then today now he is getting on the bandwagon with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats saying, no, the president's wings need to be clipped here. And the difference is you've got a Democratic president in Bill Clinton, who somehow they thought, well, he was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and history is measuring, you know, the Clinton administration for the reality that it was, versus Donald Trump, who they absolutely abhor and hate. But look what's going on here. you got a president who has been leading the charge on, the most robust economy in the modern era that we've been able to experience. Unemployment, all-time low levels, regardless, right across the board for all Americans, okay? Not just for one specific group, but for all Americans. Very good. People now are, they're upsizing. They're upgrading their positions. Instead of accepting minimum wage jobs, their hourly wages are going up. You know, we're hearing more and more of that occurring, where the average pay rate for people has been on the increase. This is all positive stuff. And so when the Democrats speak in such a way that is antithetical to that and unreal to the everyday American, they go, well, you know, that's not happening in my zip code. You know, I don't know what you're talking about. But this is the problem that the Democrats are having, is that, as James Carville said during the Clinton campaign, it's the economy, stupid. You know, it really comes down to that. Now, there was a bit of a stretch, you know, when it came time for somebody to get reelected, as you recall, and the second term for Barack Obama going into it, the economy was lousy. It was a mess. But, Mitt Romney couldn't make the day for whatever reason. And, of course, there's lots of conjecture and lots of ideas, but he just could not make it happen. And you got to sit there and go, wait a minute. Barack Obama and the administration was all but on the ropes, and the people decided to give him another shot, even though the first 4 years were so devastating. So I guess maybe they somehow thought that, as my old boss would say, that, eventually you might find a pony under that pile of manure. And, you know, the American people thought, okay, well, we'll give him another 4 years. Well, how did that work out for us? You know, that additional 4 years, thank God, brought in a businessman, somebody who was non-political. And I say non-political, and you say, well, Bill, he was really, he's interested in politics. But, I mean, he didn't come out of the woof and wharf of the traditions of the political process of Washington, D.C. And that's what's driving everybody nuts, because you've got an outsider coming in going, you guys got it wrong. And they don't want to listen. They don't want to accept that what Donald Trump has been sharing, you know, with them can help them if they got outside of their ideological paradigm that has them so focused on their party, which, you know, right now the Democrats, Lord have mercy. I mean, what a mess. I mean, they're no longer the Democratic Party. I mean, they're Democratic Socialists. I mean, they're Marxist. I mean, this is what it's come down to. I mean, it's like, look at this is on full display. Again, this is what I say about Donald Trump. Donald Trump has been an exposing agent. And so, you know, in defining preference, you know, what does that tell you? What does that tell you about the people that you're electing into office? What kind of elected official do you want representing you? Do you want a Marxist? Do you want a socialist? Do you want somebody who wants to destroy the very dream that our founding fathers had passed on to us, the generations, you know, afterwards fought for and passed the baton on to us? That's who you want in? I mean, I'm saying, look, we need, you know, a balance of views, but we need to understand, after everything is all said and done, what's the end game here? If it's not to make America great again, or make America even greater, because we know that when America is great and even greater, it is great for all Americans. You know, this is what we're seeing. This is what preference is defining for us. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers,